A little later, it seemed to her that her eyes were blurring. There was a fuzziness in the sky, especially around the edges. It took a while for her to realize what was making the fuzziness.
"Light," she said.
"I see it," said Dune. "It's getting brighter."
The edge of the sky turned gray, and then pale orange, and then deep fiery crimson. The land stood out against it, a long black rolling line. One spot along this line grew so bright they could hardly look at it. So bright, it seemed to take a bite out of the land. It rose higher and higher until they could see that it was a fiery circle, first deep orange, and then yellow, and too bright to look at any longer. The color seeped out of the sky and washed over the land. Light sparkled on the soft hair of the hills and shone through the lacy leaves as every shade of green sprang to life around them. They lifted their faces to the astonishing warmth. The sky arched over them, higher than they could have imagined, a pale, clear blue. Lina felt as though a lid that had been on her all her life had been lifted off. Light and air rushed through her, making a song, like the songs of Ember, only it was a song of joy. She looked at Dune and saw that he was smiling and crying at the same time, and she realized that she was, too. Everything around them was springing to life. A glorious racket came from the branches. Tweedling notes, peeps, burbles, high sharp calls. Bugs? Wondered Dune, imagining with awe the bugs that could make such sounds. But then he saw something fly from a cluster of leaves and swoop down low across the ground, making a clear, sweet call as it flew.
Did you see that? He said to Lina, pointing. And there's another one. And there!
There, 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 there,
repeated Poppy, leaping from Lina's lap and whirling around, pointing in every direction. The air was full of them now. They were much too large to be insects. One of them lit nearby on a stem. It looked at them with two bright black eyes, and opening its mouth, which was pointed like a thorn, sent forth a little trill.
It's speaking to us, said Dune. What could it be?
Lina just shook her head. The little creature shifted its claw-like feet on the stem, flapped its brown wings, and trilled again. Then it leapt into the air and was gone. They leapt up too, and threw themselves into exploration. The ground was alive with insects, so many that Dune just laughed in helpless wonder. Flowers bloomed among the green blades, and a stream ran at the foot of the hill. They roamed over the green-coated slopes, running, sliding, calling out to each other with each new discovery until they were exhausted. Then they sat down by the entrance to the path to eat what was left of their food. They untied Dune's bundle, and Lina suddenly cried out,
"The book! We forgot about the book!"
There it was, wrapped in its blotched green cloth.
"Let's read it out loud while we eat," said Dune.
Lina opened the fragile notebook and laid it on the ground in front of her. She picked up a carrot with one hand, and with the other, she kept her place on the scribbled page. This is what she read.